Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. Hamakdish karmo ad shelo nodubo ha'olelos. Somebody makes his kerem, makes his vineyard kadosh, as to be belonging to Hekdish. He does it prior to the ability, you have the ability to discern whether or not any of the grapes are going to be olelos or not. They haven't grown yet. So then, ein ha'olelos laniyim. When olelos do grow, they do not belong to the aniyim because they were hekdish already. However, misha nodu b'ha olelos, if a person was makdish their kerem after it was already discernible which grapes are olelos, then ha olelos laniyim, then the olelos belong to the aniyim and not to hekdish. That's because when the owner of the kerem, the owner of the vineyard, is makdish his kerem, once there are already discernible olelos, those olelos that are discernible do not belong to the owner of the field. They belong to the aniyim, and therefore a person can't be makdish something that isn't his. And therefore the olelos go to the aniyim, not to hekdish. Now Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi adds on a point that yitnu schar gidulin lahekdish, that even if the olelos belong to aniyim, but since the aniyim's grapes are being nourished by the rest of the kerem, which does belong to Hekdesh, the aniyim are going to have to give the value of what their grapes grew to Hekdesh, because it drew that nourishment from Hekdesh, and therefore they owe Hekdesh that money. The Tanakhama disagrees with this idea, and it maintains that since the kerem was already obligated in olelos prior to the Hekdesh taking place, the olelos are able to nourish directly from Hekdesh without any obligation to Hekdesh. Now the Mishnah moves to a different point regarding a kerem, moves to the idea of shikha, and it wants to know, Ezehu shikha baris. If you have a vineyard that's growing on a trellis, so what point is considered shikha? When have you, in your harvesting of the trellis, are you at the point of no return, the point where it's already too late and you've forgotten it and you can't go back? So the Mishnah says, "Kol she'eino yochol lifshot es yado v'litla." As long as he can't reach back with his hand and take the grapes, he's past the point of being able to do that. So then it's already considered to be shikha. The Yerushalmi gives the reason for this is because it's the nature of the person who owns the vineyard to, as long as he can still reach back, for him to go back and check. But once he's past that point, he no longer checks. He's given up on it, and it's become shikha. Now, that's regarding shikha, regarding an aris, regarding a vine that's growing on a trellis. Uva roglios, the Mishnah wants to know, what about ones that just grow on the near your feet, on the ground? So that is mishiyav or himena. Once you've passed it, that is already considered to be shikha at that point.